other companies?
I need you to have check with maintenance to see how, and I don't have anything in writing, and it was verbal, so I hate to, but there was no objection to what, to that agreement.
See how, see, did you, to that agreement or the dollar amount, because it might be cheaper or same price or more expensive? So they called other alarm companies to see if there's...
I didn't personally speak.
I'd say that's probably average. I mean, I could be wrong. $32 a month?
I'm sorry, what?
So I'd say that would be average, $32 a month. I don't know if it's...
That's the way I understood it, but I didn't personally speak with them.
Well, did they not, so do we not have services out there right now?
We don't.
Sherry thought the reason that the sensor hadn't been fixed on that back door was, well, she said it had not been fixed. She had alerted them, and Nikki said they had not been paid for January, that we had no agreement with them and felt that that was part of the issue.
Because, you know, we talked with them, just saying, hey, the transition, we can't pay anything until we have an agreement, legally. But you think they still would have taken care of, I don't know. I'd like to look at other companies if they're going to. That just doesn't show me great customer service when it comes to, but I don't know.
Well,
and I don't like the fact that, you know, if our attorney's saying, hey, they're not willing to budge, they've got to have government contracts. With, I mean, I know like ADT, for example, I'm sure they have government contracts. So they probably know what the contracts have to say for government entities. I don't know what points that they wouldn't budge on or what points Mr. Elliott had a problem with.
There was three or four, but I remember Frank had the same issue, had those same issues when he had looked at it.
With that company?
Yes, the same issues. But then again, to the dollar amount, it didn't, because at 500, of course, we entered into contracts in agreement with it, but it, you don't have to go out for bid.
No, but you still call their services,
yes,
and say, hey,
they want to speak to Sherry to see if she's had contact with them, if they have fixed the sensor on the back door since, because at the time.
I just don't know that. I just don't appreciate the.
And I guess we need to know, how long would it take another company to?
Probably. Pretty quickly.
Pardon?
Pretty quickly. The other thing is, if I remember right, it took a long time to get a phone call back from that company, but I could be wrong. Because we dealt with a bunch of different, during the transition.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there was some issues with not being able to get a hold of anybody and calling back and not calling. We'd have to talk with Nikki about that.
This is February.
So we have a motion and a second, though, so you can
call it for vote. All in favor of approving the advanced cabling, is that what it's called?
To December 31st of 2018, that's the agreement.
It just has a start date, I think, of December 17th, 2017.
The Alarm Monitoring Service Agreement, Advanced Cabling Headquarters, 12-19 of 17 is what they're.
So we go through 12-19 of 18?
Aye.
We have. Aye. All opposed?
Nay.
Motion carries. University of Missouri Extension update.
This is a little bit of a shorter one. We still got a lot done between the snow and ice and everything else that happened in January. We have a little bit of a newer report on the top. You know, we have our usual reaching out reports on the back. But I noticed, especially with VITA, that we don't usually share kind of the economic impacts except for the end of the year. You know, we're busy putting together our annual report. And in the annual report, we kind of put together all of the economic impacts of the full year. So just with the VITA program, in the 3 days, because we started VITA on January 29th, we have 600 volunteer hours. If you total up the volunteer hours and the value of that, that's a lot over $14,000 value of that they worked. They actually put in, or they filed 124 VITA state and federal income tax forms. And people in Taney County in 3 days received over $80,000. So actually the Forsythes kind of received, I think, about $40,000. Just in that one site. So we have sites in Branson, Hollister, and Forsyth. So as you can tell, with all the sites and the number of people that we're going to have in February, that number is going to be huge because that was just 3 days in January. I think, you know, we're taking in appointments like crazy. They have to have an appointment. So we're in middle or late March right now taking appointments. So it's going to be just a few days that we're just going to be booked solid with appointments. So it's pretty impressive.
It's a
program.
Wonderful service to the people.
Yeah.
Those that wouldn't normally have to file income tax for like the property tax credit.
That's for sure. And I've heard people, and this is people coming into our office, if they wanted to go to Walmart, and I see people waiting in line at Walmart because they feel like they need that income tax refund right now. You know, they're paying $150, $200 to get it. Mm-hmm. I get mine done. I do mine online, and I pay money to get mine done. But it's no money at all. They do have to wait because we do get filled. But if they know that we start taking appointments January 17th, and as soon as they get all of their forms together, they get their W-2s, they can come in and they can get it done. So It's a very good program, and we have one of the biggest locations in the state. And it's grant-funded through a grant that they get at the state office, and, of course, you guys fund some of that too. So our agricultural and natural resources, that's really master gardeners. And the volunteer hours that they put in, you know, we're getting ready for a state conference here. The nutrition program, that's the grant funds that they get from the state. And that's all the stuff that Barb does. So, and then the youth and families, of course, our volunteer hours and that what we put in. So, and this is not counting the work and the portfolios that Sandra does and all of the other things, but that's just kind of an economic snapshot of what we do. So this is just in January, the programs that I've done. And goodness, I can't even remember all the things that I've done. Of course, working with OCAC and Voice and Career Awareness, all of our clubs that we've gone through. I had regional energizers. I worked probably every weekend in January. I didn't think January was going to be a busy month when I first started, but it was a very busy month for me, and I'm still going. So it's actually been pretty exciting. Sandra is really busy. She's not been here today, but she's actually filling in. She's a regional specialist, and they haven't had a regional specialist in several other areas. So she's actually trying to fill in the whole southwest region almost. So, but she still has 48 counseling sessions just in Taney County. So hopefully they'll fill in those regional business specialists in other areas. And then if you saw on the front page, you know, Barb goes to a classroom and she'll go to like a Buchanan Elementary and she'll do the fifth grade and she'll do all fifth grade classes. And, you know, we've had that flu season. And if you noticed, I said hand washing classes. So Barb will go in and teach them the importance of hand washing. And in this flu season, just think about how important a hand washing class was. And if you think of that economic value of a hand washing class before she goes and teaches nutrition. And so over 900 youth, probably about 1,000 youth, she was teaching them the importance of hand washing during this flu season. So you can't really put a number on that economic impact, but that's some of the programs we were doing. So this next March, March 6th, I think, that's our next council meeting, and we're going to have our MU representatives at that meeting, and that's when they also would like to meet with the council. So because we're going to be doing our reorganization of our office, and that's just a reminder that if you are available, we would like to meet with you as well, the commission, during the afternoon, and then as well if you'd like to be at our annual dinner that night.
When was that you wanted to meet with the
Tuesday,
commission?
March 6th. If you don't remember, we're kind of reorganizing all of the offices. Right now I'm county program director, and my new title should be community engagement specialist. So no longer just 4-H youth development specialist, it's just a community engagement specialist.
I don't mean to embarrass you, but I was at a meeting the other day and someone was speaking of what a go-getter you were.
Well, thank you. Was it you?
No. No, it wasn't me. I'm sorry. Probably someone that had more knowledge than me. He sounded like it.
I know it's been a long meeting, but if there's any other questions or anything else, just let me know. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you.
On the meeting, they wanted to meet with the commission on Tuesday, March 6th. When our normal meetings on Mondays,
yes.
They're not available then?
No, they're not available. It's been very tough. They've been meeting with everyone since this past winter almost, and we just could not find a day that everyone was available. So I just took a stab at it. We're the very last county in the whole state that they're able to meet with, and so they just said we're just going to meet when we can meet. If they can't meet with everyone, that's okay, but they just want to get your input on MU Extension in Taney County and your concerns, your if you want to say, Willa is a go-getter, or Willa needs to work on this, or what we need to do in Taney County, they really want to hear that. If you want me to get a lunch together that day, I'll get a lunch together that day.
And the others probably know. Can you tell me who they is?
They would be Jay Chisholm. So he's our regional director. And I really don't know. They haven't told me who the other person is. In some other counties, it's been Steve Devlin. He's the state business specialist. And in other times, it's been Mark Stewart. He's a state extension program specialist.
What time on Tuesday?
You know, I've said 1 o'clock beforehand, but if there's another time that you would rather it, we can change up that time.
That's something the commission needs to look at on their schedule. Will you send something to Sharon?
I'm sure we can.
Sure.
We can.
Do we know now? Is that what you're saying?
I'd get with Shannon, make sure we're
okay.
All, I'd say we'll probably be good.
I know we've been trying this since November, I think I remember. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate it. And if you can't, you can't. But You can always send emails or send